Hey there, this is It's All Good, a Block Club Chicago podcast. I'm your host, John Hansen, and this is episode 83, and we are starting off a really exciting month at Block Club Chicago. We'll be diving into Pride stories all month long, as it is unbelievably already June. Here we are. Jake Wittick is one of our great reporters on the North Side and does a lot of the LGBTQ reporting, but also a lot of other stuff in his neighborhood too. And Jake, you're just one of the many people that's going to be leading our coverage here. Thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah. Hi, John. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride to you too. And I guess as we get started, you know, Pride, I think every year has its own vibe, right? Like there was 2015 after gay marriage was right before Pride started, or maybe in the middle of the Pride month, right before the parade where the gay marriage ban was struck down by the Supreme Court. And that was a joyous Pride. I'll never forget the Pride after the shooting at the nightclub in Florida. And there was a coming together. And this year just feels a little different again. I don't know if you feel the same way, obviously across the country, the conversation around trans rights has never been more escalated. We have Bud Light. I mean, like, do you feel like Pride is taking on maybe a new importance again this year?
I definitely feel that. I mean, as you mentioned, there's like, I think as of last week, over 500 anti-LGBTQ bills across the country, mostly targeting trans people. We've got drag bans being implemented across the country, and hate crimes are also on the rise. So it definitely feels like Pride is more important than it ever has been, or just as important as it was 54 years ago, or however many years ago that was.
Yeah, it's a good point. And yeah, I mean, I think we live in kind of an oasis in Chicago, but let's not be naive. There are still hate crimes happening here in Chicago, attacks on trans women in Chicago. And so I think it's important as a city to recognize our blind spots too.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And so this month, why don't you explain a little bit about what Block Club Chicago is doing?
Yeah. So, I mean, in light of everything that's going on, we really want to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community and its dynamic differences and culture now more than ever. So what we're doing is we're taking on a theme of LGBTQ families this month, and we're going to highlight rainbow families or families with LGBTQ plus members across the city every week. So in addition to that, we've also got dozens of features, news stories, and other resources coming down the pipeline. It's truly more than we've ever done, and I'm so excited to share it with everyone.
Yeah, and I thought we did it really well last year, but to actually kind of dedicate, you know, when we were doing the election, we did the ballot, right? And I just think it's a great idea to just kind of have right at the top of the homepage all month long a place to find these stories. And Jake, I've seen kind of the calendar. I think every day people can expect something different.
Yes, and I have more events I still have to add to the calendar. So your Pride planning is very easy if you visit Block Club.
Yeah, and that's a great point too, is that a lot of people do want to participate. And obviously it culminates kind of in the parade at the last Sunday of the month. But there's events beforehand, there's celebrations going on really all month long. And it kind of kicks off here, you know, in the near future, in the next couple of days.
Yeah. And speaking of events, we are co-sponsoring a family pride festival at the Salt Shed on June 17th. It's called the Queer Fam Pride Jam. And it's really going to be a culmination of this focus on LGBTQ families that we're taking this month. The festival, it's going to have various activities for kids, and it'll end with a big dance party for all ages. And it's organized by the party producers of Slow Mo and the owners of Kiddo, which is a children's boutique that focuses on inclusivity.
Is this someone, should they get tickets ahead of time for the June 17th thing, or is it show up as you are?
That's a great question. It is completely free. However, there is an Eventbrite link, which we link to on our website. Just RSVPing in advance would be polite.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Tell us your comment so we know you are. It's a Queer Fam Pride Jam on June 17th. That's great. All right, Jake. So you are going to be giving us some stories about some LGBTQ plus families. And when you kind of set out to look at how you wrote these or what the makeup, I mean, what's your definition of an LGBTQ plus family, right? Because they take on many different forms.
Yeah. And going into this series of stories, I really just wanted any family that has at least one LGBTQ plus person. It could be a queer child who has very supportive parents. It could be queer parents who are raising their own children, or it could also be a chosen family, which is a unique form of family that's not necessarily biologically related, but it's basically people who choose to embrace each other, support each other, and love each other, regardless of blood or marriage. And that's really important in the LGBTQ plus community because queer people are often ostracized by their families, or maybe they just don't feel fully understood. So to have this chosen family of other queer people that gets you, is really important.
I'm so glad you decided to cover some chosen families because I think it's something kind of known in the LGBTQ plus community. Like I know a lot of people that don't go home for Thanksgiving. They have their chosen family they gather with because that's who they feel more comfortable with. But I don't really think I've read many stories about it. It's almost like something we all know about, but maybe people outside of the community don't.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just such a special and valid form of family that we really want to celebrate.
Yeah, as long as people feel safe and comfortable with the people around them, that's really what a family is all about. So let's start with the one that you featured today here on this June 1st day, the Pepperonis.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny name. The nickname Pepperonis comes from an inside joke between the group. But the Pepperonis are a chosen family, and they're basically a group of four Chicago transplants who all ended up in the city and met each other around 2019 to 2020, which everyone remembers 2020 was the height of the pandemic. So they were kind of each other's bubble. Two of them met each other on roomies.com. Two of them had already known each other. And then the third, they actually met through Grindr, and they just became this tight-knit group of friends that have supported each other through challenges with the pandemic, very difficult life transitions or profound life transitions, like coming to terms with your sexuality and gender identity. And there was also one of them had battled cancer for a while and defeated it. And she really credits the support of her chosen family for getting her through that time.
I love one of the quotes here. We've only known each other for a few years, but it feels like we've lived 10 different lifetimes together. How did this family, I mean, like I think you kind of mentioned how they all kind of met some of them individually. How do they come together and say, are we this family? I mean, is it really, is there a sit-down conversation or are these things happen more organically?
I think it happens more organically. One of the members, her name is Lucia, and she's Italian. She was driving the car, and Tegan was in the car with her, and Tegan was just being funny. She turned to Lucia and spoke in an Italian accent, and she was like, "I'm your Italian father, and I'm so proud of you." And Lucia just thought it was hilarious. She told me no Italian father has ever told her that, for one. And then, two, she was just really, she liked that joke. So it became a running gag within the friend group that Tegan was their Italian father. And then they each took on these pepperoni personas with their nicknames and kind of found these roles within their friend group that kind of mirror family roles. Tegan is very much the dad of the group. She goes to Home Depot and she fixes things. That's her love language. Lucia, she's the mother, they say, and she's just very nurturing. They say she's a Virgo, so she's on top of things. She has a calendar. She keeps things running. And then the other two, Tony and Kaver, they are the children, and they just love each other so much. They don't have family in Chicago, so they've really filled that gap for each other.
I find it interesting that, you know, they really do take on and embody the roles of kind of mother and father. Obviously, the lines are a little blended and it's not always perfect, I'm sure, in terms of, oh, that's the role I play. But I do find it interesting and somewhat heartwarming that they embrace these roles a little bit to really kind of feel that familial jointness together, I guess I could say, Jake.
They celebrate this all the time. Like they had a themed party once where they each dressed up as their pepperoni characters and just had a family dinner and a family party. And they do this regularly. They spend all their time together and they say it's changed their lives.
They also have a little dog, a dachshund.
Yes, her name is Phoenix. She is definitely a star. If you read the story, kind of where I'm telling the story, where it starts is at Miss Fousey's Pet Parade last year, which is a costume contest for dogs that happens in the middle of Andersonville's Midsummer Fest. The Pepperoni spent weeks preparing. They created a Betty White costume for their dog with a wig, pearl necklace, and everything. So they were confident they were going to win. They unfortunately did not, but they're coming back with a vengeance this year. It happens June 11th.
That's good to know. You know, with all these with chosen families, I imagine they're still going to be, even after talking through it, even if you met them, you know, I think some people are maybe apprehensive is not the word, but it's just not what a lot of people are used to, right? With what a family is. I'm sure they're used to that too, right? I'm sure people in the LGBTQ plus community, if they find a chosen family, they honestly probably don't care what you think about their chosen family because they've had to battle, you know, people judging them from day one, right? Of being who they are.
Exactly. People might not get it, but that doesn't change the close bond you have with those people.
Absolutely. Okay, so you're featuring the Pepperonis today. There'll be other ones coming out. A lot of other reporters have done a lot of other great stories. So all month long, blockclubchicago.org is where people can go to find these pride stories, right?
Yeah, and we just launched, it's called Proud City. It's our new LGBTQ news hub. And it's where all of our pride stories are going to live throughout June. But then what's really exciting is Proud City is going to outlive Pride Month. And all of our LGBTQ stories are going to live on that page going forward. That's, so you can find Proud City from the Block Club homepage. We'll have a link up there.
I love that because I know a lot of people consume our news citywide. A lot of them consume it just from a neighborhood perspective. But it's nice that if people are looking for that specific content, it'll be easily accessible and people can search it out. Jake, good luck the rest of the month. And I'll see you at the parade, hopefully.
Yes, I'll be at the parade.
All right. Sounds good. By the way, if you want more information about the Queer Pride Fam Jam, it is in the episode notes here on this episode. Just scroll on down wherever you're listening to the podcast, click on the link, and you can RSVP for the event. It's free, but we just want to let us know that you're coming. And it is, again, June 17th. That's a Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Salt Shed Fairgrounds. Okay, Block Club Chicago, as you know, not only a website, not only obviously a podcast, it's also on TV on the Block. You go to CW26Chicago.com for all those show listing times. Thursday nights at 7 o'clock on the U is the debut episode of the week. And then we replay them on CW26 Chicago, the big 26, at 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and 6:30 p.m. on Sunday late afternoons, early evenings. We're also on the radio. We pop into the Bob Surratt Show Wednesday, Thursday, Friday mornings. And this week we had Wendy Snyder filling in for Bob Surratt on WGN. And our own Jen Sabella hopped on to talk about some stories.
Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm good. All right. Taylor Swift is coming to town. And how does this connect to cat adoption?
So as we know, Taylor Swift is a cat lady. She has her cats that she brings on tour with her. She posts a lot about them on social media. And it's also a crucial time for these shelters when it comes to cats. It's kitten season.
Aww.
So all the stray cats and unfixed cats out on the street are having kittens. And these shelters are overburdened with cats. So if you've ever been thinking about adopting a cat, now is the time. They really need homes. And Friday through Sunday, you can adopt a cat for just $13, which is Taylor Swift's lucky number. So they're having a series of events, Anti-Cruelty Society, starting today all around the city. You can go to our website at blockclubchicago.org and find out. But yes, now is the time to get a kitty if you have been thinking about getting one. And I can't recommend it enough. I'm a full-blown cat lady just like Taylor.
How many do you have, Jen?
God, do I want to say this on the air?
I knew it. I knew it. She's hesitating. Do you have 12?
Five.
That's not too bad.
It's pretty bad.
How many litter boxes with five cats?
Five litter boxes. So, yeah.
They can't share? What is wrong with them?
Oh, no.
Well, if you're not Jen Sabella, you should head over to the Anti-Cruelty Society and think about adopting a little kitty. Oh, they're so cute. I saw something on TikTok about New York bagels and the reason their cream cheese, their schmear is so much better in New York is because they add seltzer water to it. I don't know if that's true, but I'm not in New York and I want Chicago-style bagels. Where do I get them?
So this new place is called Tilly's, and they've been doing pop-ups all over the city. They had one down by me in Beverly. They kind of just, like, partner up with different cafes and sell their bagels. But they're finally opening their own place in the South Loop at 34 East Balboa Drive. And these bagels are good. I know that there's been a lot of talk about how bad Chicago bagels are, but these are really solid bagels. And a former fine dining pastry chef is behind them. He formerly worked at The Girl and the Goat and Marisol and Boca. These are delicious. They're just like chewy. I mean, they're saying they're not like New York style bagels, but I've tried them and I think they're pretty on par with the quality of bagels you can get in New York.
All right. And just in time for patio season, the city council backs COVID era rules, making outdoor dining a little bit easier. Is that true?
That's right. So remember how when COVID hit, we all opened up our streets a little bit more and added tables outside. Those rules were about to expire, but the city council voted yesterday to let restaurants keep using that outdoor space. It used to be a lot stricter in the city when it came to adding patios, and this is a good thing, I think, for most businesses. We are trapped inside for too much of the year, so it's really nice to have these expanded patios and sit outside and eat. So this is going to make it a little bit easier for restaurants to do that.
And happy first day of Pride Month. Tell us about Block Club's Proud City coverage.
Yes, I'm so excited about this. Please visit our site, and you could sign up for our special Pride newsletter. We have dozens of stories coming on LGBTQ Chicago. We have how to be a better ally. We have a guide to LGBTQ plus businesses. We have all these events happening all around the city, and we have a special theme, which is LGBTQ families. Whether this is biological family or chosen family, we profile a lot of really, really great Chicagoans and just, you know, some LGBT folks, myself included. We've been reading a lot about negative anti-LGBTQ legislation throughout the country, so it's really vital to celebrate the community right now, and we're going to be doing that all month at Block Club.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. And so like I mentioned, I saw this on TikTok where you put seltzer water in cream cheese to make it. Andy, you were looking. Have you been into New York a lot? Because I was there once.
Yeah, I've tasted them before, and they are different tasting. And my wife and I were just talking about Tilly's because she had heard about them.
All right. Well, my question is seltzer. What is seltzer water? Is that club soda?
Yeah, club soda, yeah.
All right, I'm a tonic girl, and that would not be good in cream cheese.
Probably not.
And can I just throw a little...
I'm going to have to experiment with this.
I know, I am going to do TikTok. I'm telling you, it sucks at least 2 hours of every day, sometimes more.
So true.
But so tonic water, I love a good vodka and tonic because tonic has taste to it. Soda does not. Club soda has really no taste, just bubbles, and that's when you can float a little fruit juice or something on the top. But do you know tonic water has as many calories as a Coca-Cola? I mean, look at the calories
I think there's a lot of sugar in there.
That's why it's so good. Damn. I thought, you know, I thought it was clear and bubbly and that meant no calories, but no go. Jen, great to talk to you. Have a lovely weekend.
Thanks, Wendy. You too.
All righty.
And that'll do it for It's All Good, Block Club Chicago podcast. We'll be dropping new stories on you every single week this month. This month it'll be Pride-related stuff. And, of course, we get all sorts of other great coverage at blockclubchicago.org. Head to the website, subscribe to the newsletter, become a donor, all that good stuff. All right, we'll drop another pod on you next week. Till then, I'm John Hansen. Take care.